Tucked away beyond UNC's campus, down a gravel road, lies a 125-year-old secret guarded by a stone castle. The Order of Gimgul is a secret society shrouded in rumors and mystery, with only legends to tease the curiosity of those outside the castle's doors. UNC history professor Harry Watson says the society is based on the legend of Peter Dromgul, a student in the 1830s who died in a duel over a woman.
Supposedly his blood is still staining one of the rocks over there. Nobody's ever been able to document that there ever was such a student as Peter Dromgul, but it makes a great story.
Old records of Gimgul dust the shelves inside Wilson Library. Fragile journal notes from the order's founders talk about creating a group of notable men to carry on traditions of knighthood and honor. But all records in the past 50 years are confidential. Watson says his father claimed he was part of the order around the time the castle was built.
All I remember his ever saying was that they used to have dances there, and that would have been in the 1930s.
As you're walking along the path to Gimgul, you see, you know, the side of the castle. You can kind of see there's like a backyard area.
UNC senior Ethan Green says something a little more suspicious than a dance was happening while he and some friends were roaming late one night on the edge of Gimgul Castle's backyard.
We see the door to the side of Gimgul Castle open, and we all freeze. And so we see this like really dark figure emerge. But it looks like he's wearing a completely black or very dark robe, and that's all you can see. I'm like, this is terrifying. What is going on?
Nobody made a sound as the robed figure looked around the moonlit yard before going back inside.
We think, okay, maybe we're fine. The door opens again, and we hear this sound of jingling. The guy lets a dog out, and we're like, go, 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 and we had to just hightail it out of there.
Green says the group sprinted to the end of the gravel road, shaken up, but safe.
This is pretty much verifying that at least something is going on in there. I don't know, secret society or people just messing with us or what, but it definitely appears active.
While a few documents exist detailing the order's activities, one notebook from 1960 outlines the ritual for initiation into the order. It explicitly describes hooded ghouls branding new members with dry ice, dueling with pistols, and swearing an oath on their lives to keep what they call the dark secret confidential. UNC alum Andrew Record says he believes he witnessed one of these strange rituals walking home late to his dorm his first year at Carolina.
I heard a rustle of footsteps, and there, crossing the street, were a group of two or three dozen people in black robes. They were walking towards Gimgul, and my mind started racing. Who are these people? What do they want?
Without access to the Order's most recent records, it's difficult to confirm whether these legends of rituals and robes still exist. But the Order of Gimgul values their secrecy. Half a dozen people whose names were linked to the Order through word of mouth, tax records, or the castle's address declined to be interviewed or did not return calls. 50 years from now, current records of the secret society are scheduled to be made available to the public, and today's mystery will then be yesterday's history. But until then, the Tower of Gimgul Castle will continue to look out across Chapel Hill as the Order remains one of UNC's longest secrets. In Chapel Hill, I'm Charlie Shelton.